The conditions of your mind dictate the conditions of your life.
It will transform your mindset.
The late, great Muhammad Ali said, "If my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it."
You got to go through it to get to it. You got to understand that there are going to be many circumstances that will require your full, undivided attention. You got to go through it to get to it.
If you can't stand the heat, get your butt out the kitchen. It's about what you're made of, not your circumstances.
If you stumble, if you fall, have the ability to get up. But you can't depend on just your body to do the work. You must understand that it's the mental fortitude that will get you through it all. So many people don't have this fortitude. They don't have this attitude. They have no faith in themselves. If you as the individual, can take the first step, then perhaps many more will follow. Now you don't have to wait for someone to take the steps for you. You must be willing to do it. There are many people right now that are waiting for someone to direct their path. But you are responsible for your own destiny, for your own mistakes. For this is a reality. And as long as you are living in this world, you must continue to go forward. There is no time to be wasting and waiting for something great to happen, because your greatness is already there. It has always been planted within you. Now watch it grow. Water that seed right now and watch it grow. And as it grows, you shall grow in many opportunities in your life. Take the hurt sometimes. Take the setback sometimes. Even take the failures. But you don't have to accept it. You don't have to believe that this is all you are built for. You don't have to believe that this is all you are made for. For every setback, for every failure, for every mistake that you've made, it will turn you around and you will learn from it and you will grow from it. And you will continue down a path that many do not have the ability to do. This is what sets you apart. This is what makes you unique. And this will take you further than you've ever gone in your life.
Your victory begins in your mind. If you don't see yourself as a winner, it's going to be very difficult for you to win. You've got to start with that belief in your mind. I've got this. I can do this. I can conquer this. I can pass this exam. I can get elected for the position that I'm going for. I can create abundance in my life. These are the thoughts that you have to have in your mind in order to become successful. So what is it time for you to build? What is it time for you to create? What do you need to do more or less of in order to get the results that you want? These are the things that you've got to focus on. At the end of the day, mindset matters.
There's always going to be ups and downs in life, man. There's always going to be bumps in the road. things that ain't gonna go as planned. Unexpected stuff's gonna happen. You're gonna face some pain. You're gonna face some tough times. And if you ain't trained your mind to be prepared for it and how to handle it, it's gonna break you. The secret is to work on your mindset daily. Work on the way that you see the world. Otherwise, you'll live your whole life seeing the world through someone else's eyes. You'll be a creature of circumstance. You'll be a victim of your life and not the master of it. Read books, listen to audios like this one. Start learning about why you do the things that you shouldn't do and why you don't do the things that you should. You're in control of rewiring it whenever you make the decision to do so. At any moment, you can take control back of your life and start creating a life that you deserve, not a life that someone else has paved out for you. And when all of the struggle comes, all of the bad times, all of the dark times come around, which they inevitably will, you'll be strong enough to take it head on, and it'll make you rather than break you.
You have to understand it has to be a unique mindset. Setting a goal and then going beyond it. Realizing that there's work to be done. Making sure that all of the strings are attached. And make no mistake along the way. Now, it's true that we all make mistakes. And we will have many setbacks. But there's always room for a comeback. To understand this, you must realize that you must humble yourself, but yet be hungry enough to go after it with everything inside of you. Everything that is required depends on you. Having the mindset that regardless of anything that is around you, that is surrounding you, that is trying to drag you down, you must have the mindset. You must be strong. You must be resilient. You must be driven. And you must be able to take whatever's coming at you. I highly recommend that you take a good look at yourself from the inside out and realize that you are not out of the fight, that you are born to win. Regardless of the circumstances, don't ever give up on you, because you matter. And it is this time for you to realize that the mindset must be put in the right place, because it's only so much time that you have. So don't waste it. Don't waste it on doubt. Don't waste it on negativity. Don't waste it on fear. Put all your effort into being the best individual, the best makeup of who you truly are inside. So keep it moving. Be productive. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
See, losers, they visualize the penalties of failure, while winners visualize the rewards of success. What's your mindset like? Are you the type to lose and go crawl in a hole? Are you the type to suffer a setback? Are you the type to suffer a failure and never ever try again? The great Pele said, success is no accident. It's hard work, it's perseverance, it's learning, it's studying, it's sacrifice, and most of all, it's love for what you're doing or what you're learning to do. Do you have the mindset of a champion? Because most people have the will to win. But few people have the will to prepare to win. See, it's the little things done consistently over and over again that prepare you to do the little things that lead to the big wins and the championship rings in the end. Champions, the true champions, never get bored with the fundamentals. Because they understand that in the key moments, in the clutch moments, it's the fundamentals that will carry them to victory. It's the determination. It's the will. It's the passion. It's the drive. What drives you? The GOAT, the great Michael Jordan, used to create things. He used to make up stuff that his opponents would do. They never even did it, but he would make it up so he could have a drive. He could have a passion. He could have a reason. He could have a why to go give them every ounce of his being. What drives you? What's your reason? Why do you get up and pursue greatness? If you're pursuing greatness at all, you gotta have the mindset of a champion. If you wanna emerge victorious,